Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Ekev, we read the second paragraph of Kriyashma. In Perek Yud Aleph, beginning in Pasuk Yud Gimel, we hear Vehaya im Shamoa Tishmu El Mitzvosai, etc. Hashem tells us that if we keep the mitzvos, we will be rewarded greatly. And if Chas V'Shalom, we do not follow the mitzvos, bad things will happen, including, God forbid, Galus Vavadtem Mehera Meal Haaretz Atova Asher Hashem Nosein Lachem. You will perish, God forbid, from the good land that Hashem has given us. And in the very next pasuk, we hear v'samtem es dvarai ele al levavchem v'al nafshechem, etc. Place these words on your hearts and in your soul, and bind them as tefillin, as a sign of this binding on your arms and between your eyes. What is the connection between Bnei Yisrael being sent into Galus and v'samtem es dvarayela al levavchem v'al nafshechem? Did we think we shouldn't wear tefillin in Galus? Did we think we shouldn't do mitzvos in Galus, God forbid? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Sifri and says, even if you are sent to Galus, you must still, of course, keep the mitzvos. Put on tefillin, put mezuzos on your doorposts. And why? Rashi says, paraphrasing the Medrash, "Kedei shelo yehu aleichem chadashim kishetachzeru." You must keep these mitzvos so that these mitzvos will not be novelties when you return from exile. Rashi doesn't quote the whole Medrash, but the Medrash shares a mashal, a parable, to explain this concept of "Kedei shelo yehu aleichem chadashim kishetachzeru." The Medrash says that this idea is similar to a king who became very angry at his wife and he banished her from the palace and sent her back to her parents' house. Yet the king says, even though you are in your parents' home, continue to wear your royal jewels and your royal clothing. Why? Kedei shelo yehu aleichem chadashim kishetachzeru, so that when you return, they won't be new to you. They won't feel new to you. And that is what Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael. I may expel you from Eretz Yisrael, chas v'shalom, but know in your hearts that there will come a time where I will bring you back, says Hashem. You will not be in Galus forever. You will not be in Chutz Laretz forever. You're coming back. And when you do, says Hashem, I do not want you to approach mitzvos like they're new to you, like they're novel to you. Therefore, keep the mitzvos as reminders, as pointers, so that when you return to Eretz Yisrael, your mitzvos will not seem new to you. The Medrash and Rashi say that this is what Yirmiyahu HaNavi says in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf. Yirmiyahu says, Hatzivi lach tziyunim, set up road signs, set up pointers that point back to Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi and the Medrash say, that's our Pasuk in Kriyat Shema, a Pasuk that we say twice a day, even though you will be going in to Galus, do not worry, you will come back. And since you will come back, v'samtem es dvarai ele al levavchem v'al nafshechem, keep performing these mitzvos now, even in Galus, so that when you perform them in Eretz Yisrael, they will not seem so new. And on this Medrash and on this Rashi, the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933, says on our Parsha, in Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah, that it's possible that in the confusion and chaos of Galus, there will be times that people will skip a mitzvah here and there, God forbid. It may happen, and it may happen in a way completely out of our control. However, the Chafetz Chaim says that our spiritual nourishment, Torah and mitzvos, are very similar to our physical nourishment, to food and water. When it comes to food and water, a very strange phenomenon happens to our bodies. If we skip a meal, we become hungry. But a person who is starving, God forbid, literally starving, literally dying of starvation, chas v'shalom, they may be so hungry that strangely they may lose their appetite, and that just speeds up their demise, God forbid. The Chafetz Chaim says the same is true with our spiritual nourishment as well. If we skip davening once, God forbid, our neshama gets hungry for tefillah. But if we skip it often, and that really can happen, God forbid, in a prolonged exile, and we see that, unfortunately, with a number of people, if a person skips it enough, they lose their hunger for those mitzvos. But just like food, losing one's appetite is a sign of a gravely serious medical condition. So too, losing one's spiritual appetite is a sign of a gravely serious spiritual condition. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, Hatzivi lach tziyuni, make signs for yourself. Do the mitzvos even if, for now, you don't feel the need for those mitzvos. That king who exiled his wife from the palace, he still loves his wife and he wants her back and he's nervous, so to speak, that she won't want to come back to him. So the king says, keep wearing the royal clothing so that you too will want to come back to me. Keep those mitzvos vigilantly so that no matter what, you will always want to return to Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.